Okay. Seconds. Okay. We left off yesterday. We were discussing the machlokas between Rashi and Tosos on the second last Tosos near the bottom of the Daf Beis about whether it's a violation. A steven by Rabbi Yimatzeh to burn the chametz during Pesach, and Rashi thought it was, Tosos thought it wasn't, and we put on the board three pshatim in Tosos. What's the machlokes Rashi Tosos? The Shatran thought they had a general machlokes in the Kol Torah Kula, where the Torah tells you not to do something. The Torah means prepare in advance or figure it out when the time comes. Rashi says the Torah means prepare in advance. In which case, there's a stira. Tosos says now the Torah means figure it out when the time comes. So there's no stira. The Tosfot parrots seem to view it, if you take them literally, as a local issue within chametz, that Rashi thinks that while you're burning chametz, it's not mevor, therefore it's a stira. Tosfos thinks, while you're trying to burn chametz, it's considered mevor. If you take that, take his words literally, that it's mamish considered kim mevor, meaning is it in the heft of chametz. Tosfos has a chiddush that Rashi doesn't, that the heft of chametz you're trying to burn is kim mevor. Why would that be? So we weren't sure. We said maybe because kala omit lisrof kasarif dummy. Therefore, if you're trying to destroy it, it's considered destroyed. Or maybe something more local, because even Tosfos admits, even though Tosfos doesn't think that shvisha means betel, even Tosfos admits that bayirabai matze has to do with your subjective relationship to the chametz and not just the objective nature of the chametz. And therefore, when you're trying to destroy it, Tosfos doesn't think that just calling it dirt makes a difference. But if you're actually trying to destroy it, then it doesn't exist. It's like destroyed from your perspective. And the pshat we were in the middle of analyzing was the re from Daf Chav Testament Beis, right? L'chora, pasha pshat is our Tosfos as printed, is assumed like the re in Chav Testament Beis. Rabbeinu Peretz says the same thing here in Chav Testament Beis. Not like the printed Tosfos, or the printed Tosfos, is l'shitase in the chavtesim and beis, that the re says, you know why it's okay? It's not an isser, it's not a violation or a steer to buy rabbi matzeh to be burning the chametz on Pesach, because you're even allowed to buy chametz on Pesach to burn it. Because as long as you burn it, there's no isser by rabbi matzeh, l'chatchila heter gomer, because of lav hanita glase. This is the famous, maybe even infamous shita of Tosfos, of the re. At the bottom of Testament base, he says, "Mishah chametz bePesach v'darchi l'faro ain't no over ba'osah sheyah." There's no avir at all. It's totally mutter. It's not against my rabbi Yimotzei to keep chametz to burn. And then he brings a proof in that local Gemara. V'taima mishon d'leira nita glasei v'latachi no over shemavaro l'vasof. As long as you do yasei, there's no avir. And here the Shagas Arya asks his famous question, and this is sort of where we left off. Really. You know, we're just in Tosfos and Chav Testament Beis. Famous, infamous shita of the re is that there's no aveira b'mishaheh chametz al menas levaro. Why is there no aveira? Not like the Ran. There's no aveira if it's the beginning of Pesach and you're still working on it because you're doing the best you can and you weren't supposed to plan in advance. Not like Tosfos made a parrots. Pshat lashon. If you want to say this, what it means, you can, but it's not his words. In fact, the chametz is chalos b'fuwer. No, because the general rule is lavanita glase. Why? Because it's nita glase. What does lavanita glase mean? And not lav that's fixed by an assay. When the lav is fixed by the assay, then there's no isser whatsoever. Because it's fixed. Here, the achronim, sorry, go to town on Tosfos. The Shagasari points out that that's not the general rule. There are lots of lavanita glases, and you're not allowed to do any of them. We don't say it's heter to do them. Maybe it fixes it somewhat. You make up for the best you can. But we don't say it's total heter to do them as long as you're going to do the aseh later, right? You're not allowed to steal. We don't say it's okay to steal if you're going to give it back. You're not allowed to be moser the Pesach, leave it overnight. We don't say it's okay as long as you're going to burn it. You're not allowed to go into someone's house, take a mashkon. We don't say it's okay as long as you're going to give it back, et cetera, with all the different lists of lav hanit laseh, right? This is very strange. You never heard that you're allowed to do an aveira as long as you're going to make up for it later. Once you do the aveira b'di'eved, then you do the best you can. But we never heard. It's clearly not true. You can't steal if you're going to give it back. So that's very strange. So the question is how to defend the re. How to defend the re. And here, how do you defend the re? Right? How is this different from other lavin or lavin mita glace? I'm not going to try to pluralize it. Right? So what answers have we seen to defend the re? So says the Makor Chaim. The Makor Chaim is the Nesivus on Hilchos Pesach, right? Just like he's called the Nesivus on Mishpat on Chushan Mishpat, and those of us in the afternoon call the Chabos Das on Yoredeya. So he's called the Makor Chaim on Or Chaim, which doesn't work as well as you think because it's only in part Or Chaim. Other parts of Or Chaim fix other names, but good enough for now. Says the Makor Chaim, what does he say? Okay. What does Makor Chaim say now?
He makes a distinction between a lash mitzvah assay that the assay already exists before there's a need to remedy it versus a lash mitzvah assay that you have to have be at the lotz assay violated in order to remedy it.
Correct. He points out that this kind of lava mitzvah assay is different than the classic lava mitzvah assay. Okay, is one parenthetical comment that since the assay comes before the lav, maybe it's not a lot of things I want to say at all, according to the Gemara. Okay, but he says, let's assume we can work that out, right? Most lava needs a glace, you can only do the assay when you do the lav. Like Zayla, classic example, Haitian is like Zayla. And only after I steal does the assay come into play. The Saraftas and Nosar Reish, only after I do Nosar does the assay come into play, and who had done most of the other ones. There, first you do the lav, then the assay comes into play. What is it seen, says the Nesivus, right? Okay, this is very longish Nesivus. He says, what's the ikker, what's the tafel? The lav seems to be the ikker, because first you do the lav, there is no assay in the world. Once you do the lav, then once you did the lav, the assay is chal. That sounds like lav is the ikker, and the assay is the tafel to try to make up for the lav you did. However, when it comes to Rabbi Rali Matze, first the Torah says destroy chametz, right? First chronologically, right? Then the Torah says Rabbi Matze. So here it's a little different. Here says the claims the Nesivos. It seems like the assay is ikker. First do the assay, and then if you don't do the assay, you violate a lav. Here it sounds like the ikker is to do the assay, but if you don't do the assay, that's a tough fill. The Torah also says there's a lav of neglecting the assay. Here, the assay is making up for the lav there, but over here, the lav is merely neglecting the assay. That's the chiddush of the Nesivus. Okay, this is, Nesivus should be last, but I guess I have to take the answer whatever order they come. But he says...
Rabbi, did that really work for Tosfos? No, because Tosfos holds you only can be nekayim the assay once there's an Iser.
Why does Tosfos
you can only do the biur chametz after the zman isur chametz? Achar shei.
But this is getting on to the next thing. But he didn't say anything about Rabbi Yimotze. Simple shot. I know I'm saying simple shot. By Rabbi Yimotze isn't chal till the tesvav, and already in Yodalit there is tashbisu. I know we call it zman isur, but the isur is just the isur of not doing the assay of tashbisu. Right? It's not lav. So says the Magar Chayim, there are. The chilek is if the other case is the asay is chal rak achar achrei aferas halav, And therefore, the lav is what's wrong. The essay is to make up for it, but you can't do something wrong just so you can make up for it. But in this case, you might say, no, the lav is chal acharei bittul ha'asei. Right? You're supposed to do the essay, and if you don't do the essay, then there's a lav for not doing the essay. Now, again, you could have just said, okay, coincidentally, that's how it works out. You know, here the interpreter, here there isn't, whatever the case may be. He says, no, that's a fundamental distinction. When there's a lav and then the essays make up for the lav, you're not supposed to do the lav. Bidi Evan make up for it, but don't get into the situation. Over here, it's doing the essay. And then if you don't do the essay, you violate a lav. But the lav is just a backup, it's just a sanction, it's just a chumra on the essay. The ikkar is whether or not you do the essay. The lav is just, if you don't do the essay, you get a lav. And therefore, as long as you do the essay, you've done the ikker. Here, the lav is ikker. Here, the essay is ikker. Right? That is basically what it's trying to say. Here, the lav is the ikker, and here, the essay is the ikker. And therefore, as long as you do the essay, you haven't violated the lav. That's the answer of the nesifos. Okay, who knows another answer? Right. Now, just say the Olam Yontov over, figure out like the Lundish core. Fundamentally, would it be okay to do a lav and then the essay or not? According to the Olam Yontov.
Yes.
Fundamentally, it would be fine to do the lav and then do the essay. So why don't we find such a heter elsewhere? Because fundamentally it would be okay, but technically it might not work out. Right? Theoretically, if Eliyahu came and told you that you would for sure return this Zela, you could steal and say, I'm going to be Somechan Mahesh like Zela. Theoretically, if Eliyahu had told you you would do these things, okay, that's the only gut tip. Okay, good. It says the only gut tip. He says, theoretically, it's fine to violate the lav al menas mekayim haasei. Theoretically, it's fine across the board. And now I understand when he gets to the technicality, he's going to be a little dachuk. I can't defend him against your kind of these little dachuk, but it's a shita. Right? The Chidush HaRim at first says similar shita, although in the end, the Chidush HaRim, that was in brackets, pasta decides like the Nesivos. Just one second. What does he says? But in the other cases, you might not be able to do the assay like you planned. Right now, here it's going to be a little dachuk. Why? Because as a heshu is a deal shir gazal, I'm going to steal. I'll give it back. Who says I'm going to give it back? Maybe Chashal will die before I can give it back, or maybe lightning will strike the Xela and burn it up into ashes before I can give it back. Likewise, some of the other case, I'll burn it. I'll leave the notes over and I'll burn it. No, maybe it'll get lost. Maybe it'll get blown away. Maybe the wind, a cat will take it. I won't be able to burn it. Or Chashal will die, etc. Only in this case, for sure, I'll be able to do the essay. Why will I for sure be able to do the essay? Here, he has to stretch a little. He says, because the assay means that I should get all chametz out of my possession. And therefore, mimanafshach, if I have the chametz, I can do the assay. If it gets lost or destroyed, then I've done the assay. It's out of my possession. If chas v'shalom I die, I've done the assay. It's out of my possession. Right? So he says, in this case, he defines the assay very, very carefully and says, since the assay is to get it out of my possession, whatever happens, I'll burn it, or it'll be out of my possession some other way. As opposed to all the other cases where the goal is to accomplish something else, then I might not be able to accomplish that thing because the goal of the Heshvaz Akzela is for it to go back to the victim. And maybe I won't get it back to the victim. The goal of, of returning the mashkon is to get the mashkon back to the owner. And maybe I won't get it back to the owner. The goal of remarrying the owner Shigiresh is that she should be married to me. Maybe she won't be married to me, etc. The goal of burning the nosar is that it should be burnt, and maybe it won't be burnt. Nothing to do with whether I'm holding it or not. Okay, that's the only
but you can have cases where he can't do it and he's still chiyuv. He gets thrown into jail.
or somebody ties him up, or he can't get there.
Okay, I hear you're Taina. You're right. You have an interesting kasha on the owner Yontif. Lemaisa, he's going to have to say in the end. I think in the end, he's just going to have to say that that you have to draw the line someplace as to how likely which scenario is, etc. And you know, at a certain point, it's going to be arbitrary. And you know, you'll either like the way you draw the line or not. He says, not closer for your cases, closer to these other cases. How does he know what to be closer for what not? He uses his judgment, and at a certain point, we'll just have to take it or leave it. Okay, that is the Oneg Yontif. Can anyone think of another possible answer? Yes. What if you lose it within your house? Then you won't be able to destroy it, but it'll still be in your possession. Interestingly. That's a good... Okay, you know, all these are good question. The Oneg Yontif, his shita, somehow... He'll either have to try his best to get out of these questions. I hear the Taina. The other option is to say that, you know, if you look in the Binyan Chutzirim, he says that theoretically it's fine, but what he does is, in some of those cases, the Xeris HaKosov, that it's not okay to do it Xeris HaKosov overrides the normal rule, like this special... Maybe the special drusha by Zayla not, and by other things, maybe it's never in your hands to do. So I work it out. Anyone think of any other answers? Perhaps?
Maybe.
The Chazan Ish has an interesting moment, no Kimta. The Chazan Ish takes no Kimta. Here he said. He says that. Maybe on the timing. There's an Okimta in Tosos. The Okimta in Tosos is that Tosos is only if you're burning it right away, not if you save it to burn it a day later. That answers a lot of other questions. Shagas Arias and Tosos, Avon and Daphne and Vav, it seems that you can't save it until after Yontif to burn it. So the Chazon Ish would say, the Tosos only meant if you're going to burn it right away. And Daf Chavtes, and over here, he only meant if you're going to burn it right away. Says the Chazon Ish, no. Theoretically, it's always okay. As long as you're doing the essay right away. But in the other cases, you're not doing the essay right away, meaning either practically not doing the essay right away or even it's impossible. Like maybe you can't steal and return it right away because while you're stealing it, you can't yet be on the way to returning it because it's two opposite things. As opposed to you can have chametz and be burning it. Maybe taco would be okay if it was right away. Maybe taco, it might be okay if you did it right away. We have no proof necessarily. So that's what Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish gives another answer. Says the Chazon Ish. He says no. In the other, he says, theoretically it's okay. It's fine. He just throws in a time thing. Fine. Let's say, if you do this, it's fine. It's fine in the end. Or it's only fine if you do it right away. It's not clear in the Lashem Tozen Nechav Tes. Shemavar Levasof. Levasof means sometime before Havdalah, you know, Matzei Chag. Or, but Levasof means in the end of this process that you're being Osek with. Because in this case, the case in the Gemara was just, could very well have been that you're just being Osek and burning it the whole time, including in our case. So he says, fine if... you are working towards the assay as soon as you violate the law. And he makes an okimta. The okimta is the case of the re is where you are burning it ASAP as soon as possible, right? Not that it's being burned right this second. Obviously, it takes time to burn it. And Artosis also takes time to burn it. But you're burning it as soon as possible, while all the other cases, you're not doing the essay right away. You know, and if you were doing the essay right away, then it would be okay. Sometimes it's a little hard, you know, to do the essay. It's hard to imagine you do the essay right away. But looking to you could come up with a case where you do right away, it would be okay, right? And if you did... Just that's the only case ever discussed in the Gemara. And if you did, he's fundamentally similar, I think, to the Onigantev, that he really thinks it's okay to violate the law if you're going to be kind of yesay. Just with its tonight. The Onigantev tonight is just make sure it's going to happen. Don't take chances. And the Chazanish's tonight is, no, every second we judge for that second. Only on this second you can do the law if you're doing the yesay. But if you do the law now and the yesay later, that's not good enough. Yes.
He's not saying a lot of people burn the law. He's saying when a person is being shot, to go and burn it, that to a fire, he's in the process. It takes a few minutes to set the fire or whatever. Then those minutes that you're being, you're not burning the point to you, and to burn it, that's when you're not over. Because the whole history of the lawyer is only like, is need to class A. It doesn't mean it's a real law need to class A. It means because the whole purpose is to get it destroyed, and therefore, as long as you're trying to get it destroyed, you're not over by your own.
And then it's a little more similar to Tosfos Parak, let's say. It's Kariyak and Gvur, let's say. It's a Chiddush Lashon. I don't think that's what he means, especially to remember Daf Tzadi Hey, when he compared it to Sreifas Nosar, says, Mikan Mash, but like I said, Daf Kof Tes, it's Lava Nitu Vase. He seems to put in the general category of Lava Nitu Vase. Okay, so, and of course...
The Chazon Ish actually takes care of some simple cases. You're in shul and you go to pick up your coat off the hook. You pick it up. You start to walk away. You realize it's not your coat. You've picked it up and you were actually coned, but then you put it back right away. So he would take care of that case that you haven't done anything wrong.
Correct. Now, it could be that everyone might agree you haven't done anything wrong because it's not your fault. It was an onus, etc. But you're right. For him, it might be on a more fundamental level not doing anything wrong. Not even bonus, etc. Fair enough. As opposed to the Shagas Aryeh, and others, reject Tosfos, right? They say, there's no heter to violate the lav al-minas l'kayim ha'aseh. Okay, Abe, were you going to say something? Who started talking?
My chavruta had a suggestion based on the basis of the Oneg Yom Tov that really it's fine to be over on the lav when Allah came to say, just we're worried that he won't be Mekayim to say. My chavruta suggested that we're not worried that he won't be Mekayim to say. The reason we don't worry when it comes to Bal Yer'el Bal Yimatzeh is that he's just harming himself. All the other Lavin and Itzakim Aser are Ben Adam L'Chavero, except for Shiluach HaKein and Nota. You could say we're worried about the bird and the Kodshim. We don't say Helu.
Interesting. Maybe it's different if you're harming your... If it's been, again, when unlock from Leon L'Chavero, you're not going to cover Shiluach HaKein and Nosar. But maybe if there's more of an objective effect on something else, no sirens that are chush of the mikdash, let's say shloach haken is the bird, so that bin adam le something else versus pure bin adam lamakum, and it says by your muscle is pure bin adam lamakum. Then as long as it works out, no one was hurt in between. Very fascinating. I hear the taina. I have to think about it. Very fascinating. Very attractive. Okay, you have to. Very, very intriguing idea. What I just wanted to end with here was what we seem to have going on here is a fundamental hakira about the nature of lava nitzik vaseh. Right? Lava nitzik vaseh is a funny bird because on the one hand it's a lava, on the other hand it's an aseh. So is it? On the one hand, it's a lav, the other hand, it's an essay. What is really, what's the senior partner? What's the junior partner? I know, repeating what I said before. Is it really an Aveira? It's just that most Aveira, every Aveira has the way to make up for it. Some Aveiras, the way to make up for it is by doing tshuva. Some Aveiras, the way to make up for it is by getting malka. Some Aveiras, the way to make up for it is by paying money. Some Aveiras, the way to make up for it is doing an essay. So, it's b'di'evit. Really, if the lav is the problem, yeah, you can make up for it, but it doesn't make it okay. Or do we say, that's basically the hakira, right? Well, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is, is it okay to do the lav on menas l'kayim the assay fundamentally? right? So maybe that depends on the following chakira. Let's say this chakira, right? Lav anitak la'asei. Do we say that the ikar avera is the lav, but, you know, the asei is a tikkun? Or do we say no? The ikar avera is the bitul asei. The ikar avera is the bitul asei. The ikar is that you're not doing the asei. The lav is just like a chumrah. But this, the ikar avera is the bitul asei. But if you're mevatel the asei, you also violate a lav. Okay, this question might affect our what's an afkamina? Perhaps an afkamina. What's the ikar? Is the ikar the asei, or is the ikar the lav? Nafkamina might be our sugya. Right? If you say the real problem is bitul asei, then as long as you are mekayem the asei, it's not an avera. That is the opinion of the Oneg Yontif and the Chazon Ish within Tosos. I don't necessarily mean to say they pass in Tosos, but within Tosos. But if you say that the ikar is a lav, then it's likely that it's still an avera, even if you do the asei. And that's the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh, who rejects Tosos. Okay, he tries to make some compromise, but in the end, he rejects Tosos. There might be many other nafkaminas as well, such as the famous Machlokas Rashi and Ramban, and the very complicated sugya called Kimo, Velukimo, Bitlo, Velubitlo, but they just have some nice lines there. The Gemara wants to know how you give a straw, right? The Gemara says, Kimo, Velukimo, Bitlo, Velubitlo, there's a Machlokas whether you get Malkus unless you're Mekayim the Asei, or you only get Malkus if you're Mevatel, if you can no longer be Mekayim the Asei. Do you get Malkus right now until you're Mekayim the Asei? Or you only get Malkus when you can't be Mekayim the Asei anymore. Like, if we still have a chance to be Mekayim the Asei, do you get Malkus or not? Lingor says, that's a flow to be open to Shlokish, and that depends on whether a suffix Shema Hasra or not. And there's two, your Sos, which way it depends. And it's very complex. But one of the factors that comes up, Tosis is a totally different way of looking at things. Rashi and Ramban say it's all about giving Hasra if you don't know if the guy will be Chayv Malkus in the end. Why? Because you don't know if he'll do the Asei. So Rashi brings up the suggestion there in Makos. Rashi brings up the suggestion and says, why not give Malkus at the time that he is Mevatel the Asei? So says Rashi, Rashi asks, the Yisrubok Shabal Mevatel HaSei, Shotir's Halav, why not give him Malkus when he's Mevatel the Asei? What does it mean to be Mevatel the Asei? For example, Shiloh HaKan, right? The Asei is, if you took the mother bird with the babies, you should send away the mother bird. What if you break her legs, break her wings, rather, right? Then you can't send her away anymore. Or Shechter, you can't send her away anymore. So then you're Chayv Malkus. So Rashi says, just give, don't say it's Hasra Safik. Oh, how can you give Malkus? You don't know in the end whether we'll send away the mother bird or not. Just give Malkus when he breaks her wings. Says Rashi, the Yisrok Shivatel Asei, Shurakiris Halav? No. The Hasra has to be when you violate the Isser, not when you violate the Asei. The Hasra can only be B'shas Halav, not B'shas the Asei. But the Ramban, by contrast, right there says, and therefore you reverse in the gears of the Gemara, he says, and if you ask, like Rashi, he knows Rashi, Ikashalach, if you say, shouldn't you have to give us when you violate the lav? I mean, that's a great line. Ikro shalav bitul. The ikro of the lav is the bitul asei. I mean, the ikro is the bitul asei. That's a very clear line, right? Says the Ramban, they're basically just the Ramban's Chakira. Says the Ramban, when can you give Hasra? Says the Ramban, Bishas Dittel Asay. Why? Because Ikro Shel Lav Bittel Asehu. The Ikra is the Bittel Asay. So when you give Hasra, when you do the Bittel Asay, because it's not really independent Lav. The Ikra of the Lav is the Bittel Asay. So give Hasra when you're Mavatel the Asay. As opposed to Rashi there, who says, Rashi Amako says, no. Only Bashas Rashi, also let's find a money line in Rashi in Makos. Right? This Rashi in Arban is very, very gefurish, says Rashi. Hashra Bashasha overall as a Rosso Bina feel who tluya but over acher. Even if it's totally on something else, yeah, it might be totally on something else, like it's tonight, compared to tonight, right? If I say I won't eat apples if I eat cucumbers, you have to give me Hasra when I eat apples, not when I eat cucumbers. Because cucumbers is a factor, but apples is the Isser. Cucumbers is just a Tanai. Hasra b'shas Isser b'inan, right? Only b'shas averus halav, right? Hasra b'shas Isser b'inan. So Rashi says, no. The Asay is a Tanai, but the lav is the lav, right? The lav is the shas Isser. Well, the Raman says, no. The Iker, the lav is the Bittel Asay. Therefore, the Nafkamina is when you give Hasra. And that's why Rashi thinks that it's Hasra Safek, because you have to give Hasra when he violates the law and you don't know what it'll be with the Asay. And the Ramban thinks, no, that's Hasra Asbad. You just give him Hasra when he's Mavatel to the Asay. Let's say you didn't burn it in the end, then you violate the lav. Let's say you didn't burn it in the end, you violate the lav. What's the ikker? Is the ikker that you did the lav by Rabbi Matzeh? Or is the ikker that you violate that you're mevatel asay of tashbisu, right? You're the same chakira. Right? Let's assume it's a lav anitin lasay, right? Okay, lav anitin lasay. But if it's a lav anitin lasay, then what's the ikker? Is the ikker by Rabbi Matzeh? Just tashbisu can help make up for it. Or is the ikker bit lasay of tashbisu? Is it Tashbisu the antidote or is Tashbisu the ikker? The Ramban would say Tashbisu is the ikker. Right?
And the reason, by the way, that you could say that our case is different is because our case, they have the exact same time. The way that it's presented, at least by seeing it, the Maorik explicitly in Tosu Grand Parents also, is that they come at the same time. Once you come to that point, meaning that the Asay and the Lotas have exactly the same time. Once you come to the seventh hour and it's destroyed, then you are both in the kind of Yasei and not over on the low sense. So there's no one meaning that that's not the same as any other Ma'at that you say. That's the exact same spot.
I understand. That's what the Nesivos points out, or he goes a little further, but you could say that's coincidence. You could say that's not important. The truth is not so poshut. By Shiloh HaKen also. Here it gets a little tricky. How many Shiloh, the Nesivos have to deal with it. Shiloh HaKen, the Asay of sending me the mother bird, also comes, maybe not before, but at the same time as the Lav of Losing Achim Al-Banim. So I'm not convinced. Okay, I just want to point out that if this is true, then keep in mind, the Shagas Ari is rejecting an Esen Kashan Tosos with a good fit Rashi here. Then Rashi work well with Shitase, while Tosos work well with the Ramban. Okay, this one, some other Nafkaminas also might come up here, which I didn't want to get into very much, but there's a Machlok Sachronim, whether, why Lava Nitiklase is Pater from Malkus. Is it because it's not Dumya to Lav the Chasima or not? The Gemara in one place in Mako says, because it's not similar to Lav the Chasima. The Gemara in Mako says, Lav lo Sasum Shor B'disho is written next to Malkos, muzzling the ox when it's working. Therefore, only Lav and their like, the Lav the Chasima, lo Sasum Shor B'disho, Chai Malkos, the other ones aren't. So I'll explain Machlok Zachronim. Do you need that Svarit, a Pater Lav and Itzakase? Again, if you say that, no, of course, there's no, If he's a Gerbat, the Iker is just a bit lasse. Then, the Iker is just a bit lasse, and you weren't Vatel lasse, then you shouldn't even need this svar. You should say, it's obvious even without, right? I'm not going to get into this so much, because we're going to get lost in all the Makos details. But, do you need the limud from Chasima? Because I don't want to get into all the Rishonim and Achronim and the Sugyas, but do you need the limud from Chasima to Liftor Hecha Dekiyem Haasei? If you do the Asay, are you only Potter who does not like the law of the Chasima? Or you Potter Stam Misvara? Here you would think no. Right? You would think, what do you mean? Once I was behind the Asay, I didn't even do a law, because the Iker law is a bit less safe. I was behind the Asay, there's nothing to talk about. So I shouldn't need to learn from law of the Chasima. But if you say that, no, the Ikers I violated the law, however, I made up for it with the Asay, then you say, okay, but I still violate a lot. It's very nice that I made up for it. But I still violate, like, what if I do tshuva? What if a lot of things happen? You know, I'm still chayav malchus. How do I know I'm putter from malchus just because I made up for it and, like, brought it down a level of chumra? For that, I mean, say it's not lav dechasima. This one you can make up for, that one you can't. Okay, the other issue is, perhaps, the whole machlokis, this is a very complex sugya called bitlo, kimo, vlo, kimo. Meaning, does it depend whether you're mavatl or not mavatl, or does it depend on kayim or not kayim? Everyone agrees, if I do the assay, I'm potter from malchus. Everyone agrees, if I eliminate the assay, I mevatel the assay forever, I'm chayav malchus. So, for example, everyone agrees, if I took the mother bird and I sent her away, I'm potter from malchus. I took the other bird to break her wings, so I can't send her away, or killed her, so I can't send her away, I'm chayav malchus. What if the bird's still sitting there? What if I'm still deciding whether to do the assay or not? That's the machlokas for Yochanan Mishloach, it's called chemo, blow, chemo, bitlo, blow, bitlo. Perhaps you could say that maybe that's really dependent on this, Hakira. Here, it's not so clear. It's a maybe. Maybe you could say, if really a lav is a lav, I could just make up for it without saying. Until I've made up for it, I violated the lav. Right? So maybe the famous sugya of chemo, the chule, here you should say chemo. There could be other factors involved. Right, maybe this is only about Sveikos, etc. But maybe you could say, and this I'm just speculation, there are many other ways to analyze it. If you say the lav, just I can ameliorate it with an assay, then until I've ameliorated it, it's a full lav. Say, no, the ikker the lav is bit lasse. Then maybe until you know whether I've invited the assay or not, you don't know whether I violated the lav. So maybe bit low. But again, there are a million different ways to analyze this. It's not really our sugya, so I'm not committing myself. Because you saw him say. Okay, when he explains bit low. Right, he says Gemar Halav, which, right, this is funny, because he says two different things. First, he says Akiras Halav, that's his Oker Halav, but until then, it's Halav, and then he says a little later, or earlier, or someplace here, but he does say this someplace here, right? He does use the word here, wherever it was. Ain't Halav Nigmar. Well, that's actually Yochel Tznai, that's actually the talking about the case of I won't eat apples, I'll eat cucumbers, but maybe he says it's here also, someplace. Actually, I'm not sure if he says these words about this case as opposed to about the case of the apples and the cucumbers. So you have to look again. Yeah, in this Dibur Maskel, he doesn't see those words about this case. Because you have to ask Rav when you do the Avera, not when you decide how to fix it. Yeah, because Well, it's interesting because you haven't finished the lav or because you haven't finished the malchus. You know, that you're saying the same thing about the word gemara. I have to look. Again, in this piece, he doesn't say the word gemara here. So I have to look. Okay, you might be right. I just have to look at the lashon. Maybe it's more subtle. Anyway, the last thing I just want to say is that the beautiful Nesivos here says, which makes a lot of sense, he says this is Beitina. Says the Nesivos. There's Beis Dinim. I don't know which of these Afghanis he's carrying through to, right? But he said, here is Bayira Bayimatse, where the Ase is Kodem. And here is other cases where the Ase is only a Harkach. Right? He says, no, there's actually two different kinds of Lav and Lase. They have something in common. In both cases, the assay counteracts the lav counteracts the assay. But in terms of the yesod of what's going on, obviously there's something in common. They're called one halachic category. But in terms of what's going on, they are two different lavuses. One is be'ikr and assay, and to use lashon Rabban, the ikr the lav is bitl assay. And the other is, Rabban says about everything. He's saying, and the other is case, the ikr is the lav, but you can ameliorate the lav and try to make up for the lav by doing the assay. It would be interesting to see if the nesivas, I don't know where you discuss this, with the other nafkaminas besides our sukkah, that would be very fascinating. It would be possible. I just have no way of knowing for sure. So that's what you've seen, a chakir and lava nitu lase. And you're right, maybe we need to make it a little more subtle, but we have to look at the lashon again. And the nesiva says, there are actually two totally different kinds of lava nitu lase, and that's why our sukkah is different than everyone else, at least within the shita of the re. You know, he'd admit other rishonim don't like the re, but within the shita of the re. Okay, now I think we're ready to go weiter and try to get as far as we can through this sugya. It's a very sophistic sugya, but it's very technical. You know, the maskana of the sugya is the yisod of all tashmisu, but the way the sugya gets here is very technical, as you've noticed. So let's start again. The Gemara asks, Minolan, how do we know that there's tashmisu 6 hours before Pesach? Meaning that Chametz is usher 6 hours before Pesach. So, Abaye gives the first answer. Trey Kroik CV. Sivshrasim Sorlims of Vetechem. Siv Achbigam Rishat Shibisor Vetechem. Haketzad. We spent a lot of time explaining that word Haketzad. Larabas our boss of beer. Must be that Yom Rishon is our boss. That's really your question. How do we know Yom Rishon is our boss? The aim of Larabas Lele Chamisha Solabir. How do we know it's to include our boss? Maybe by Rabbi Yimatse Shas Yomim is only the daytime. And by Yom Rishon is to include the nighttime. Right, even though it says Bayom, but now we think that that can mean nighttime if we have no other choice. The Sagadai Chamina, Yomim Siv, Yomim Leil Zom, by Yomotze is only days, so Tashbisu adds the night of the Seder nights. Kamashlan Filu Leilos, no, how Lotz Rechale, no, you don't need that because by Yomotze already includes the night times. How do we know? The Iska Shashboshas, or here it's a bad choice, not a confusing choice of phrase. That what it means, it doesn't mean the assay of Hashbasas or it means the lav by Rabbi Yimatze, which is being called Hashbasas or because they obviously lifted this phrase from some other sukkah where they weren't distinguishing between the lav and the assay. So by Rabbi Yimatze is a hekish to the Isra of Chilos Chametz, and the Isra of Chilos Chametz is a hekish to the mitzvah of Chilos Matzah. Hashbasas or Chilos Chametz, Sim Shivasim, Sor Lo Yimatze, Vatechem, Ki Kolochel Machmetzes Venechusa. Okay, that's by Rabbi Yimatze to Isra of Chilos. We know the mitzvah of eating matzah is at night, by Erev Tochlu Matzos, therefore the Isser of eating Chametz starts at night, therefore by Rabbi Matzah starts at night, so what? Ach by Yom Rishon must be Yod Aleph. The Ema, the Rabos, Leil, Yod Aleph, the Beer. Okay, but if by Yom Rishon means the 14th, maybe it's all 24 hours. Maybe it's Chametz also 24 hours beforehand from Orlar Basar. No, by Yom Ksiv. By Yom is the daytime, even though early would have been otherwise, but here where it can't be the daytime, it's clearly the daytime. Okay, or the, I was saying, according to one, two answers in Tosos Seder. The aim Mitzafra, so maybe it's all 12 hours. Says the Gemara, Ach Chalik. No, it says Ach by Yom Rishon. Ach is always a miyot, which means to split it. Therefore, Ach is a miyot, not the whole Yom, only half the Yom. So therefore, it's much in the morning and also in the afternoon. How do we know that Ach means Davka noon? Maybe it's some other division of the day. As a matter of fact, in Yerushalmi, interestingly, Rabbi Shimon seems to think, or Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Shimon, seems to think, Shita, seems to think that Ach means it's only Usur for like the last hour of the day or something. But the Bavli, that's not even a Havmina, that's not the realm of possibility. Everyone agrees that it's Usur in the afternoon. How does Achalik work? So Rashi gives two pshatim here. His first pshat is that, no, it just means part and part, and Mismara, half and half, because that's the most logical way to divide things into parts. His second pshat is that it's some fancy gematria of Achas Betagif, meaning you shift each letter through down a third of the alphabet, and therefore Ach becomes Chetz. Chetz, not an arrow, but like Chetzi, and therefore we know it's Chatzos. It's halfway in the day. The Bi'iwi has a third shot, which we mentioned once, which is based on the Itzdagminos. He says every culture has their own ways when you start the day, right? For example, in the secular world, nowadays, they start the day at midnight. Says maybe there's only four options. No one's going to say I'm starting the day at like 3:30. Either you start the day at nightfall, at midnight, at daybreak, or at noon. Those are the only options we've ever heard of. Okay, nowadays our Western world starts at midnight, and the halacha, the Jewish world, as we know, starts at nightfall. Vayir vayivoker yom ploni. But says the Meiri, then here he's speculating, I think, since the Mitzrim were very into astrology, and astrology, you know, somehow it all starts with the heavenly bodies, which are at their peak somehow at noon. The Mitzrim start, I didn't check the historians, whether this really matches the ancient Egyptians or not, but the Meiri says the Mitzrim started their day at noon, and therefore, once we're going to split, Menastam, the Torah means we should go by the Egyptian day, because, after all, this is commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were still in Mitzrayim, they were just leaving to become Jewish. They were still in Golas Mitzrayim, and the Shari Tuma assimilated, etc., etc., and therefore, in this moment of transition between Egypt and we still go by the Torah rules, but when we have a hint to make a borderline at a different time, obviously it means the Egyptian day. Okay, three pshatim, how Ach becomes noontime. That's the end of Abaye of the first pshat. Agav, Rabbi Dovid here, I just want to point out Rabbi Dovid here, makes Yes.
I mean, I understand the Meiri more as saying the same way we use like Kevis for the Korban Pesach, because that's what they worship.
Ah, meaning to like be Machrif them. We take their day and make it against them. Okay, that could also be. I don't know if it was a Lashon Mash one way or the other, or it's just a matter of Svara. Do you find that a Lashon, or you just thought it was a Svara?
A Svara.
Okay, could very well be. Okay, you can take it that way as well. Anyway, Lemaisa says Rabbeinu David here. He says there's a debate when Ba'i Rabbi Yimotzei starts. We mentioned this briefly already. When does Ba'i Rabbi Yimotzei start? Obviously, Pshuto Shel Mikra, when does Ba'i Rabbi Yimotzei start? Pshuto Shel Mikra?
At night.
Shivat Yom Soili Yimotzei Vateichem. We understand Shivas Yom doesn't mean days, that Pshuto Shel Mikra is probably that it just means 24-hour periods, but 7 days, not 7.5 days, not 8 days, not more than 7 days, right? So clearly, the earliest it can start is at night. The 7 days of Pesach, that's Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah doesn't mean the 7 days of Pesach. However, says Rabbeinu David, but the Rambam says that it starts from Chatzos. We know the Aseh starts from Chatzos. That's what our whole Gemara is about. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisus or mibatecha. Did our Gemara say anything about the Lav? No, but the Rambam says that the Lav starts at Chatzos. What does the Rambam say? We'll read it in a few moments. That if you leave Chametz on Pesach past Chatzos and don't destroy it, then it's too late to do Bittul and you violate by Rabbi Yimotzei. At Chatzos. So he says the Rav Moshe Maimon cost you over by Rabbi Yotzim Sheikh Shosu Umala, but it is totally wrong. But it's totally wrong. How does he know it's totally wrong? Because look at our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, we compare. What's the whole point of our Gemara? The whole point of our Gemara is that Achba Yomer Shom Tashbisu is adding something that's not in Bayir Abayi Matzei. What's not in Bayir Abayi Matzei? So we say, maybe Bayir Abayi Matzei is only the morning, the 15th, and Achba Yomer Shom Tashbisu is the night of the 15th. No, Bayir Abayi Matzei from this Hekish is even the night of the 15th. But clearly Bayir Abayi Matzei is not the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So then we're back to square one. What's Achba Yomer Shom adding? The whole point of our Gemara is that Achba Yomer Shom is to add something that's not included by Rabbi Matzei. So therefore, it's Machar from our Gemara. Says Rabbi David, and it is Machar from our Gemara. Says Rabbi David, the whole point of our Gemara, like, I mean, this is just Pashup Shah. The whole point of our Gemara is that by Rabbi Matzei is a certain time, and then Achba Yomer Shom Tashbisu is adding an earlier time. So what did he decide in the end? By Rabbi Matzei is Tesmav, and Achba Yom Rishon Tashbisu is adding the afternoon of Yudalit. But that cannot be Rabbi Matzei, because then Achba Yom Rishon would have to add something else. So it's clear from our Gemara, says Rabbi David, that Mefurash Besugin De Bal Rabbi Matzei Chal Rak the Leil Tesvav. Because otherwise the whole Shakta Vatayu wouldn't flow. The whole point is that Achba Yom Rishon is adding something that's not in the time of Bayir Abayi Matzei. So obviously Bayir Abayi Matzei is not on the afternoon of the 14th. Ah, remember I mentioned a few times there's Machlokes of Yehudim or Shimon, is there an Isur Daraisa to eat chametz? Is there a lav of Achila, rather, on the afternoon of the 14th? And Rav Shimon says no, Rav Yehuda says yes. So according to Rav Yehuda, there's a Isur Daraisa to eat on the afternoon of the 14th. Why don't we say Iskash Hashbasos or Le Achilas Chametz and there should be a 1 second and there should be an Isur Bayir Abayi Matzei in the afternoon of the 14th. So the Rebbe Yehuda says no. Look at the pasuk. Shvasim v'sholim matzav v'teichem kikol ochal afetzav v'nechrasa. The hekish bayir abayi matzei to achilas chametz bekaris. Everyone who eats karis only for 7 days, right? So, right, that is only b'leil tesvav and hukash bayir abayi matzei lekaris achilas chametz, which is rak b'leil tesvav. No one, no Tana or Amor or any Jew who ever lived or Tana, Amor, Rishon, Achron, garbage man, barber, anyone ever thought that there was Kares and Yudavid. That is ridiculous. That's impossible. Okay, that's Arena David. The question is, what about those Rishonim who disagree with him? So, who disagrees with him? Who disagrees with him? So, who does he say disagrees with him? Right?
Rambam.
The Rambam. Says the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees with him, because what does the Rambam say? Sorry. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches. Sorry, give me a second here. Says the Rambam, L'fikach lo bitul kodim sheish. If you foolish person did not do bitul before noon, and in the afternoon you find chametz that was in your mind and you and then you forgot to destroy, you didn't destroy. You violate by your Rabbi Matzei, Shari lo biro lo bitl, didn't destroy, you didn't do bitl. And it's too late to bitl because it's not pershuso. Says the Rama, if you find chametz, mishayshoslamala matza chametz, dot dot dot. Avra lo yirava yimatzei, says the Rambam. Umishesh shaos ulamala matza chametz. Avar al bayiran bal yimatzei. That sounds like he's against the Rabbi Nudavid. Says the Ravid. Because Ravid, that ulai sover zer machaber mishesh shaos ulamala lo yirava yimatzei. There ain't no king. There is shivas yamim ksiv. So here we have, when does what's the start of Bayirama? Yimatze, is it only Lel Teslav? Or is it Chatzos? The Yudalid, here we have Rabbi David, and here we have the Ravid disagreeing with the Rambam. What do we do with the Rambam? So, says the Migdal Oz, no, the Rambam really disagrees. The Rambam, the Fira being David, and the Migdal Oz. He said the Rambam really disagrees. However, what does the Magid Mishnah say? Yeah, the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't disagree. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't disagree. Ah, give me a second. Hold on. Doesn't the pasuk say Shiva? The Rambam says, doesn't the pasuk say Shivas Yamin? Does the pasuk say Shivas Yamin have to be 7.5 days? What does the Migdolos defend the Rambam? Pasuk says Shivas Yamin, right? Shivas Yamin so'or lo yimatzei v'vateichem. Etc. etc. How can Shivas Yamin mean 7.5 days? Say no. Shivas Yamin, 7 full days, not 8 full days. That can be a little more than 7 days. You know, Shivas Yamin can mean 7 days and a little. Can't mean 8 days or 6 days. That would be ridiculous. But it rounds off to 7 days, right? 7 full days plus hours. Okay, it's a finish, right? And Shivas Yamim equals Shivas Yamim Shleimim. Only 7 full days. The Gam Od Sheshos. Yeah, only 7 days. There's also some hours. Okay, I know it's a Chiddush. We'll have to see if Hayden tastes such a Chiddush. Yes. Okay, good. Hold the thought. Okay, fair enough. Now, what does the Magid Mishnah say? He says, that's not what the Rambam meant. You all misunderstood the Rambam. You're all doing a lil shav against the Rambam, right? That's not what the Rambam meant. What the Rambam meant is, if you wait till 6 hours, and then you find chametz, why does he draw the borderline at 6 hours? Because what's his main point? Meaning, you have to figure out what's the main point of the Rambam and what's the illustration. The main point of the Rambam is very clear. What's the main point he's trying to tell us in Halacha Ches? That if you wait till after 6 hours, it's too late to bittul. That's his main point. It's too late to bittul. The way he illustrates the point is you violate by Rala Yimatze. What does that mean? It means you violate by Rala Yimatze when the night falls. He doesn't say you violate by Rala Yimatze right away. His main point is it's too late to bittul right away. And as a side point, he threw in Bayurabai Matze, but that's only later, right? Normally, you wouldn't say it. The Rambam says, at this time, if you find chametz, you violate. Doesn't that mean you violate right now? Yes, if that's his main point, but that's not his main point. His main point is, it's too late to do bittul right now. And then you violate Bayurabai Matze when it's time to violate Bayurabai Matze, whenever that time is. So that's what the Rambam says. Avar al Bayurabai Matze mishetechshach. Like when it gets dark, not right away. Right away is the main point of the Rambam, that it's too late to do bittul. Okay, so the question is, who's right about the Rambam? Is there a David and the Ravid and the Migdal Oz right? Yeah, the Migdal Oz thinks this Trad of the Rambam defends him. You mean the David and the Ravid think this Trad of the Rambam and kick him out the door? Or is the Magid Mishnah right, that this was never Trad of the Rambam? The Rambam really agreed with the Ravid and the David. Okay, it's hard to stick around. Such gedolim. But
it also says by Achila that it's Shivas Yamim. So maybe the Rambam who passes like Rabbi Yehuda says that the Easter of Chametz is also that same 7.5 as it is by Achila.
I don't know what you mean by it all says by Achila Shivas Yamim.
It says Shivas Yamim
for 7 days. It says you shouldn't eat Chametz for 7 days, and also you shouldn't eat Chametz and Yudalit in the afternoon. And it says don't do by your Rabbi Yehuda 7 days. That doesn't also say.
Oh, okay. You wonder, okay. I don't know.
There's two lavim, Vachilo. The Rambam has two lavim. One lav don't eat for 7 days, and another lav don't eat in the afternoon. Okay, that's two separate lavim. But the one lav is only 7 days, and one lav is only 7 days, and not Yudal afternoon. One lav is only Yudal afternoon, and not 7 days. Okay, what do you think is the...
According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, the Lotochal Chametz al Dam Zivchi is only a remez. I mean, the Easter is because of Lotocha, called Machmetzet Lotochelu.
No, that's not true.
It's not correct.
You just made that up. I apologize.
Okay.
What you said was not true.
The lav is Lotocha Lav Chametz, which is Olavi and Yisrael.
Olav meaning Alakorba. Correct. Okay. Anyone want to prove to me who you think is right? Okay, I'll try my best. First of all, I would say that when it comes to the lashon of the Chumash, I think that Magen Dovid is right. It's a little bit of a dochok, not the simplest reading paragil off the test, but I still think he's right for two reasons. Number one, it's one thing to say Shivas Yom Sholim Otzavatechem really means 6, 7 and change. Or it means 7 of Shudash HaMikra, but we're Orthodox Jews, we're not Karaites, or we're Rabbinite Jews, not Karaites. Orthodox is the opposite of Rabbinite, the opposite of Karaite. We're Rabbinites, not Karaites. Whatever the Shudash HaMikra is, we have drushes that add, that subtract, it says Arvarim Yakenu, and it's not 40, and it says 7. If 40 is 39, then 7 is 7 1/4, right? Technically 7 1/4, 6 hours. That doesn't bother us in the Pasuk. But the Rambam, no one ever said we don't follow Pshuto the Rambam. No one ever said the Rambam wrote in a way that you should have to darshan him. Right? The Rambam wrote, he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. The Rambam's word is 100%. So, what did the Rambam write? The Rambam wrote in the introduction to Chametz Matzah, Shlo Yirah Chametz Kol Shiva. Kol Shiva sounds like Kol Shiva. Right? The Rambam's supposed to be clear. Shlo Yimatzeh Chametz Kol Shiva. Or, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam wrote, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he wrote, Shlo Yirah Chametz Kol Gvuleinu Kol HaShiva Yomim. Right? The Rambam, it writes Kipshuto. No darsh in the Rambam. So if the Rambam wrote Shiva Yomim, if he meant more than 7 days, he should have said more than 7 days. So A, the Rambam says 7 days too many times in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Koteret, the heading to Chomehil Chomet Matzah. That's my first reason why I think the Magen Mishnah is right. The second reason I think the Magen Mishnah is right is because of the structure of Perek Aleph. Look at the structure of Perek Aleph. Aleph. You have to feel like, right, the Rambam wrote things in a structure. The Rambam didn't just, the Rambam isn't the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not always structured. You know, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, sometimes he just throws things together. The Rambam is structured, right? What's the reason? Okay, it's not because the Machaber was bad at writing. It's because the Rambam wrote his book from scratch. So he wrote it with a structure, and he worked very hard on the structure. We even have Kisveyat of the Rambam, where he like restructured things to make sure he had the best structure. He really cared. The Machaber was writing things based on the Torah, based on the Yosef. He was writing based on so many other things that he wasn't free to impose his own structure. But what does the Rambam say? Aleph, kolo ochel kzayis chomets bepet, meaning the Rambam's order is not the Mishnah's order. How does the Mishnah misadder the Masechet?
How do chronologically.
What?
Chronologically.
Chronologically. Orlar Basar, going through to the morning, going through to the afternoon, and of course the last parak is Arvei Pesachim, to the night of Tesvav, after which nothing interesting happens. Nothing interesting happens to be Karon, but not for now. But the Rambam, that's not his order. Let's look at the Rambam's order. The Rambam's order is always a little more conceptual than everyone else's, right? Like in Hilchos Shabbos, he's very conceptual, right? It's not very useful. Shmir Shabbos Gochas did a much better job of being useful. The Rambam's conceptual order. First, he does all the Avos Melacha, then he does all the Drabanot, etc. Says, what does he start with? Kol Ochel Ksayis Chamish Ben Pesach Mitchilas Lelar Chamish Asar Ad Sof Yom Echav Esrei Ben Nisan. Very clearly, the 7 days, beginning of Tesvav till end of Chaf Aleph, B'mezen Chayiv Kares, etc. Right? He starts with Pesach itself. HaChomets B'Pesach Osir B'Hanah, etc. HaMiniyah Chomets B'Rshuso B'Pesach Over B'Shnei Lavin, etc. Right? Then it's Chomets Arvul HaPesach, the Knas. Okay, that's a Knas. Chomishinis, Ari B'Dover, Acher Tocha Pesach, etc. Ein Chaim Karis Alchilas Atmo Shal Chomet, etc., etc. Ochel Mera Chomet Atmo B'Pesach Kolshu. Now in Halacha Ches, Asher Lecho Chomet B'Yomar Basar Mechatzol Siyum L'Malo. All of a sudden now he goes to Erev Pesach. Aleph through Zion were Pesach, including a Knas. And Aleph Ches is Erev Pesach. You should know it's also usher to eat on Erev Pesach, which is a separate lav. Of Malkus, Rav Kares, Mosochal Alef Chametz. And then he adds, once you've done Erev Pesach, your abundance also eat in the sixth hour, in the fifth hour. And then he goes to Perek Sheni, Mitzvah, Sevena Torah, Lahash, Mitzvah, Chametz, Kod, Isman, Yisrach, and Lasso. First he deals with Pesach, and then he deals with before Pesach. He has a clear structure of how he writes things. Pesach, and then before Pesach. But Perek Aleph is very clearly structured. Pesach, and then before Pesach. Where does he put by Rabbi Matze? By Rabbi Matze is Aleph Beis is clearly smack in the middle of Pesach. Right? By Rabbi Matze is in the middle of Pesach and has nothing to but when he gets to Aleph Beis, he hasn't even mentioned there's such thing as Erev Pesach. When you read the Rambam, you say, Erev Pesach from the beginning, you get this one to the end of Chaf Aleph. And there's by Rabbi Matze. And then six halachas later, he'll tell you there's some Yisrael on Erev Pesach. He tells you about your matzah before you know there's anything on Erev Pesach. The context is very clearly, he's putting it in the context of, and not to mention the fact, how many of Chametz Rishus, so B'Pesach, Afish Lo Achlo Over Shein Lachim. Like, well, says B'Pesach. You're going to tell me B'Pesach means including 6 hours before Pesach? I understand, my grandmother might call it Pesach, the Pesach season, etc. But the Rambam knows what Pesach means. He just says, B'Pesach means Chilas Lachamish, Asar, Zilfar, Arbasar. I think it's just clear from the Rambam that the Mani Mishnah has to be correct. I really don't see two ways about it. I think I'll even say three reasons. Ha, nearly is 19. Proofs. Number one, the Lashon Shivas Yamin in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Koteret. Number two, I didn't think of this, but in Aleph Beis, he says Ba Pesach. Ba Pesach doesn't mean Erev Pesach. And number three is from the structure of Perek Aleph. What do I mean by that? Bayi Matze is before he brings in Erev Pesach. Right, he hasn't brought in Erev Pesach yet. No, but that's not what the Rambam does. The Rambam is not going to quote every Lashon of Pasuk, even if it's wrong. The Rambam will be clear. The Rambam is supposed to be clear. I can't stop you. Okay, but he's talking about Pesach from 15 to 21. He mentions Bal Yerah. He doesn't, and then he was on to Erev Pesach. He shouldn't have to tell you. You're right, all this could be, but it would be stupid. The Rambam shouldn't have to tell you someplace. Not in a tangent of a way he formulates himself unclearly. That's when he's trying to make a different point. The Rambam is giving you all these terms. He should be clear. You're right, B'dochek, you can say whatever you want. I can't stop you. It's a free country. But I'm not convinced. The Rambam's supposed to be clear. The Rambam's supposed to be organized. Okay, Hach Nirlini is 90. Now the question is, if the Rambam doesn't hold that, does anyone hold that?
Before so the
answer is, the Rabbi David proves the Rambam holds it. I don't buy it. He doesn't mention Rashi, but Rashi seems to hold it, right? There's a bit of a steer in Rashi, but the steer in Rashi is pretty lopsided. Rashi, in two places, says explicitly that there's Ba'i Rabbi Yimatze on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What are those two places? Number one, Nafdala Man Aleph, at the beginning of our Sodya, when we finished all the things about language, says Rashi, Chometz Eino Aser Min HaTorah B'Vayiro'u Ba'achila Ela Mishay Shalos Misha Avru Shay Shalos. That's very explicit. Ba'yera and Achila Misha Avru Shay Shalos. Ba'yera from Shay Shalos. Sounds pretty explicit. Ba'yera from Shay Shalos. And Rashi says the exact same thing in Bava Kamma. In Bava Kamma, remember there are two things that are in Bashus Shaladam, Basan, Akasgil, Bashus San. We'd expect this to appear in Shas twice. There are two things. So in Psachim, we mentioned Bor Bashus Haradmi, even though it's not relevant. And in Bava Kamma, they mention Chametz, even though it's not relevant. Right? But in Bava Kamma, says Rashi, and he's very explicit, says Rashi in Bava Kamma, sorry, let me get you his Lashon. He says, Okay, in the context of Mishay Shos Lamala, right? Two things aren't Vershuso, but Asana Kasuk Ilu Vershuso. You want to say the same thing as Magamisha?
Yeah.
The Dohak, you can say the same thing as the Magamishna there. Although, I'm a little less inclined because that is his main point. But you put that together with Rashi and Dalet Amun Aleph, and it's a pretty clear pattern. The Minchas, so nearly that the Rambam know, but Rashi in Pesachim Daf Dalet Amun Aleph is very clear, and in Baba Kama Chavtes Amud, wherever it was, which Amud was it? Amud Beis also seems pretty clear. Although you're right, you could pull a mighty Mishnah on that if it was only that. Now, the Minchas Chinuch wants to indict the opposite from Rashi. Because on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a troubling Rashi which implies the opposite. The only problem is that it's a mafurish verse that implies. That's why I call it lopsided. Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph is discussing the lav lo sishchar al chamit dam zevchi. Right? Not to shecht the karban Pesach when you have chamits. And first it says, if you shochet the karban Pesach, you violate all osasa. Then Rabbi Shimon says, no, it applies before on the Yudalit afternoon and all 7 days. On Yudalit afternoon, it only applies to Karban Pesach and Shechtel Lishma, because that's a Shechita Re'uya, and it's considered Shechita. During the rest of the holiday, it only applies to Shechtel Shalom Lishma, because only Shalom Lishma is a Shechita Re'uya, because Karban Pesach is a funny thing. In the right time, it's only kosher to Shechtel Lishma, and in the wrong time, it's only kosher to Shechtel Shalom Lishma. Okay, that's all technicalities. But Rashi, when he comments on over Lo Sasa, first he says, Lo Sasa Lo Shishchar Al Chametz. Second time, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Shmo Chayav, Mishum Lo Shishchar Al Chametz. Third time, Rashi says, Chayav, the Chayav Mishum Lo Shishchar, Bahadi Lav Lo Yorav Al Yimotzei. Chayav Lo Shishchar, in addition to Lo Yorav Al Yimotzei. Like, what's the Chiddush? Now you're Chayav by Yorav Al Yimotzei. The Chiddush that you're Chayav twice. Why does Rashi only say you're Chayav twice the third time that it says Chayav? And not the first two times. It's a valid question. Why does he only say the third times and not the first two times? So the Minchas Chinuch is the Dayak. Because the first two times are talking about Yodalid. The third time is talking about during the Moav, is talking about from Tesvav and on. So therefore, Rashi must hold there's only by Rali Matzeh from Tesvav and on and not on Yodalid. That's the Diyuk from Rashi Nafsam Gibel. First, over on Yodalid, Lo Sishchat. Chayiv on Yodalid, Lo Sishchat. Chayav during the Moed on Lo Sishcha together with Bayi Rabbi Yimotzei. If you only had this Rashi, you would be Medayik very clearly. The Rashi holds like a ring David and the Ragged. Diyuk, Sachin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Here are the problems you have a stira in Rashi. On Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, it's Medayik the first two times he doesn't say, besides Bayi Rabbi Yimotzei. And the third time he says, besides Bayi Rabbi Yimotzei. And Daf Dalid, so that's a good deal. But in Daf Dalet, it's a mafurish v'al-yira. And there also seems to be, more than just a diuk, a pashtus in Bava Kama. So what do you do with this? So, I don't know for sure. Theoretically, b'dochak, you could go with Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is the beginning of Mitzvah Yud Aleph. It's just one line. And say, Rashi really holds, like Rabbeinu David in the Ravid. Every time he said, Bar Yorah, Yimotzei was Lav Davka. He really meant Tashbisu. But I think that's very docha to say that Rashi so la davka. I don't know. It seems very docha to me to say that. I think the better shot is that Rashi really holds, like he says Mefurish twice. I mean, he says Mefurish twice. The Diyuk and Naf Samach Gimel, you have to come with a different explanation for why he has a Diyuk that way. In Daf Samach Gimel. Okay, either, and here there's a million explanations in the Farshim. Does Fiber want to say one? Maybe that's only because Rav Shimon, he thinks it's totally on Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. That's the Tzlas Havamina. We'll get to in a moment. Or maybe you shouldn't be Medayik from the fact he only said it the third time. Maybe he just wanted to say it at the end when he was finishing up instead of at the beginning. I don't know. Does Rashi have to say everything the first time? Maybe he's allowed to say things the last time. In the middle would be funny. Yeah, but this is the last Chayav. Or there's many other pshatim. Maybe on your dalet, your chayav, even if I shecht the Karban Pesach and my partner owns chametz. So I'm chayav that by Rabbi Matzeh. But at the moment, I'm only chayav I own chametz. And therefore, it's together by Rabbi Matzeh, where some people want to say, even though it's against Rashi later on, that on your dalet, a lava nitva say, there's no malchus. So he didn't mention by Rabbi Matzeh. But on the moed, there's no lava nitva say, because there's no tashbisu anymore. It's against Rashi and Sadi. Hey. You have to make your machlokes and sugyas. Okay, there's many explanations. L'chora, I think that you have to go with a rush. I'd much rather say, if there's a diuk from, he mentioned something in the third case, than the first two cases, there's got to be a way to explain. Either just don't make a diuk. No, he's allowed to say something at the end. He says, now that at the end, let me point this out. Or maybe it's a different reason. Like, you know, on your dalet, maybe someone else owned the chametz, not you, but on the moed, it's only us or you own the chametz. Dalad is chabur. So if one of the bnei chabur owns chametz, you're chayiv. So you can have a case of losiska, but that by your like matzeh. That's the slachset of the but on tesvav, there's no chabura during the moed, so it's only if you have chametz. Or, but if I, you know, there's many answers. L'chora, I think that there's always ways to be docha diuk. I'd much rather be docha diuk than be docha something foolish. So I agree with Arina David that some Rishon holds against him. I just don't agree with him that it's the Rambam. Instead, I think it's the Rashi. Why didn't he quote Rashi? I have no idea. Yeah, that's not the kind of question that we're going to figure out the answer to. Maybe it's not. Just thinking about the Rambam now. Just match up the Rambam more. Or maybe he really thought this wasn't Rashi Shita. But then I disagree with him. Shana Rashi also. If he thought the Rashi and Dafdal was Lavdafka, I disagree with him twice. Now, let me just...
There's also the Rashi. Rebbe, there's also the Rashi and Vava Midbeis where he says Lischayev.
Yeah, that's not the case. Lischayev. That I'm not convinced. All he says Lischayev. Lischayev. He says Lischayev in the afternoon of Pesach. Lischayev must mean you get malchus, you get a lav, and by Rebbe Matzeh. I'm not convinced.
Well, it fits with
your chayev. I'm not making.
Well, it fits with the other ones.
I know, but still, I'm not building on it. Okay, now I just want to ask you a question of Svara. What's my question of Svara? How do you get out of Rabbeinu David's proof? After all, Rabbeinu David has a proof. It's Nistar from the Gemara on the beginning of Daf Hey. It clearly can't be Pshat anymore in Daf Hey. If my Rabbi Yomotze started at noon of Yadalit, then you wouldn't have a solution by saying that Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu is the afternoon of Yadalit. Then you'd still say it's a Stira, it's Haketzah. You know, for Rashi it's a stira, for Tosfos it's a redundancy. You still have a you still have a problem. So how do you and clearly the Gemara here is only saying so about the Laila. So how do you get out of our Gemara to defend maybe Rashi, maybe the Rambam? I think the Rambam, Rashi, not the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam thinks the Rambam, Rashi. But whoever she did is, how do you get out of our sugya? Correct. But that's not what Feivel was saying. What Feivel was saying, Daf Samach Gimel was. Okay. Ah, okay. You also. The Hekesh. Which Hekesh? The Hekesh of. There's no Hekesh of Hashbash of Bal Yerai in the Gemara. The Hekesh is Bal Yerai and Asir Achila. So, okay, let me point out there are two ways to answer that.
No, the
Hekesh of Hashbisu. Where? Show it to me. I didn't see it. Okay, good. So, l'chor, there are two answers. One answer, and this is what the Migdal O seems to imply. One answer, I think this is what the Migdal O is saying. And this is also what the Tzlach suggests for Rashi. And Daf Samach Gimel suggests is... This little double. Our Gemara is only according to Rabbi Shimon, against what Rabbi David says. Rabbi David assumes our Gemara is according to everyone. Why? Because it sounds like it's according to everyone. Right? The Kuli Alma. Kuli Alma is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean, the Kuli Alma? Our discussion with the Kuli Alma, or our discussion has to cover Kuli Alma? It's according to the one who's not yet covered, right? You say, do Kuli Alma mean Nolan? Does that mean for everyone we're asking me Nolan or no? For half the people, we can figure it out. But the other half the people, mean Nolan. That's an interesting question. I say, the Kuli Alma. Where does Kuli Alma know this from? Does that mean Kuli Alma's answering now? Or no, half the people have an answer already, but where does the other half know this from? So maybe you could say that our sugya is Aliba Dirab Shimon / Reb Meir, who holds She'ein the Savar, She'ein Iser Achila the Yudalid, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we, most Rishonim don't. But the Rambam does, and Rashi seems to a few places, that there's an Iser Achila min HaTorah B'Yodalit, and therefore, and through the Hekesh, there's also Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh. That's one answer. Through the Hekesh, there's also Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh. After all, Hukash Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh, too. Now, I don't mean it does. It's only Hukash to the 7 days, to the Taurus. But you can say not that way. Who says? Say it's a general Hekesh. Because he wanted to say our sugya was the Kuli Alma. Our sugya is the Kuli Alma. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't get it from the Hekesh. Because the Hekesh is only for the 7 days of Taurus. But you could disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. You could say, no, our sugya is only part of Shimon / Rabbi Meir. Shabbos seems to be the same. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, since there's a Achila in the afternoon, through the Hekesh, there's Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh in the afternoon. And that's the answer to the steer. This is Rosh Shimon, this is Rabbi Yehuda. It's a little duchy that our sugya is not mamish the Kuli Alma, but you can do it. However, I don't think that's pshat in the Rambam or Rashi. Why? Because I don't think the Rambam holds the sheet in the first place. And I don't think that's pshat in Rashi. I think what all you guys said is pshat in Rashi. Because Rashi and Dalar and Aleph says, from where do we know that there's Bayi Rabbayi? Kidiyolof Lekamad, Min, he says Bal Yirah, but he doesn't say we know Bal Yirah only according to Rabbi Yehuda from the Hekesh. He says we know Bal Yirah, l'chor according to everyone. By the way, this would also explain us. I'm like, oh, wow, that was in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda appears briefly in the Mishnah, that Bal Yitzlach a little bit. He's like, yeah, Rashi never commented on him, or didn't comment on Chayim according to him, because he was a side point. Okay, min achalik min lo sishka al chameit. What's the answer? The answer is what we all said. I think this is Pshat and Rashi. Shat and Rashi, Daf Dalam and Aleph, is not that it has to do with Rabbi Yehuda or Shimon. No way. Is that our Gemara is before we know that Yom Rishon means Yodalit. Before we know the Asay of Tashbisu. Once we know the Asay of Tashbisu, the Asay of Tashbisu goes and redefines the Lav of Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh. That, what does it say? Our Sugya is before we know that Tashbisu is on Yodala. That's the whole point of our sugya. How do we know Tashbisu is on Yodala? We don't know that yet. That's before we know Tashbisu is on Yodala. But once the maskar of our, you're right, until we knew Tashbisu was on Yodala, Mehechi Tesi Bali Rabbi Matz on Yodala, says Shimas Yamin. But once we know that Tashbisu applies on Yodala, Mismara, Lava, Nitzit, Basay, they go together. It's Feigl pointed out, the Gemara even calls Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh Hashbasa Sor. Why? Because it's a package deal. It's lava nita glace. Just like Rashi and Sadi Hey thinks Tashbisu lasts for 7 1/4 days. He says it's supposed to be Tashbisu all the Moed, even though it says Yom Rishon. Tashbisu says Yom Rishon, but it's 7 days and 6 hours. Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh says 7 days and 7 days and 6 hours. You have to put them together, you know, like the Tzkios of the Chodesh HaShvi. Right? Our subject before we know that Tashbisu, you're Dalit. This is what you meant to say the whole time, right? You've been just annoyed at me that I haven't been saying it. But lemaskana, once Tashbisu is from Chatzos B'Yudalid, Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh is also from them, and that's the Pshat Rashi Daf Dalid. We learn this Bayi Rah and Achila from. He didn't say we learn Bayi Rah from Achila. It's not what he says. We learn this in maybe the Megillah thinks the Rambam says that, but I don't think that's Rambam's sheet in the first place, so it doesn't help. But we learn it from Achalik and Losishka al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Okay, I think that's Pashup Shan Rashi. It's a big Kiddush. How does he know Misvara that whatever the time period of Tashbisu is, the time period of Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh is, it must be, he thinks Misvara Lava Nitzbasei means that they go together. But that's saying which is Iker. That was our last discussion. And then I think it works well to Shitase. The Rashi holds enough tzadi heyam and aleph, the bottom line, that tashbishu lasts 7 days and 6 hours, even though it's not what it says in the Chumash. So the Bayer might say last 7 days and 6 hours, even though it's not what it says in the Chumash. It says 7 days here, 6 hours there, and we put them all together and make a big picture out of it. That, I think, is shot in Rashi. Okay. What did I leave out here? Okay, if you want to add to the list, the Maharami Rutenberg says clearly there's no Bayer Olay Matzah in the afternoon, right? The Meiri also says, so if we want to put people on lists, right? They're on the chorus, they should be on the board. The Maharami Rutenberg and the Meiri are clearly on the list of saying that it only starts at night. Okay, they don't add any substance to it.
Can I make a remark about the Rambam?
Yes.
There's the Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk, Lo Tocha Lav Chametz, says the following thing. Shlo Yimatzei Chametz Be'esh Chitat Pesach. In other words, the Ibn Ezra seems to understand that when there's an Isra, that the Isra Achila of Korban Pesach generates with it a status of Ba'al Yimatzei.
Like the Megillah sounds.
So it may be what the Rambam is saying is that there are basically two generators of Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzei. The Rambam, the first six halachas in Hilchas Chametz, where he deals with Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzei that's generated by the Yisra of Achilas Chametz on Pesach. And that's what the Psukim Lo Yirah Lecha Chametz Lo Yirah Lecha Sa'or deal with. But the Rama may hold that wherever there's an Isra of Achilas Chametz, that in itself generates a status of Ba'al Yirah and Ba'al Yimatzei. And I'll tell you
okay, but that's reading a lot into the Rambam that's not there.
Erechinami, but I'll tell you what it's similar to. It's similar to the situation of Achilas Matzah on Leil Pesach. That the Rambam holds that there are two kiyumim achilas matzah on Leil Pesach. There's an achilas kiyum of achilas matzah generated by Korban Pesach, and then there's an independent kiyum of achilas matzah of be'erev tochlu matzos. And the Rambam counts two separate mitzvos. And the Ravid, for the Ravid, it doesn't work that way. The Ravid sees the iser of the kiyum of achilas matzah as being part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, except that be'erev tochlu matzos tells you that even when there's no Korban Pesach, there's still a kiyum in the Achilas Matzah. So just like by Achilas Matzah, there are two halachas that are generated by two separate entities. The same thing would be true with respect to Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzei on Erev Pesach.
Yeah, no, it all sounds very beautiful and all. The only thing is that he says that by the Matzah and Erev Pesach. I mean, he doesn't say that here. About Leil Pesach.
Well, but he says in Halacha Ches that there's Ba'al Yirah.
It's all very nice.
The Pashtus
okay.
Halacha Ches is that there is Ba'al Yirah Ba'al Yimatzei on.
All right. Okay. I think it would be unconscionable for the Rambam to stick that in as an agav in Gimel Ches and not put that into his actual presentation of the Halachas of Pesach at the beginning. But everyone can have their own opinion. Okay, we're not going to get through all the Shackle Tari today. We'll run through the rest of it, Amir Toshem, tomorrow being Thursday, of course. And then maybe we'll go on. I think we won't go past the three dots on Thursday because there's a lot packed in those first few lines of the favorite base. So to be continued, Amir Toshem, next time.
Well, that's kind of once we say that are we saying that they take fire by Matze, which is not a steer touch base, or like also be defining the fire by Matze?
You mean Lamaskana, how are we explaining that it's not a steer to touch base? So you have to say that, yeah, that you have to say that this is not a steer to touch base. You mean according to Rashi?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, why is it a steer to touch base? No. It's a steer to Tashbisu. It's not a steer to Tashbisu because it's only learned from Tashbisu. Therefore, it doesn't have to be the whole 6 hours. You can say it could be start in the first few minutes. Right. Right. It was only a steer when it said 7 days. When it says 7 days, that's the 7 full days. Over here, since it doesn't say and 6 hours, it doesn't have to be the 6 full hours. It just has to be in general those 6 hours. So it's not a steer. It doesn't have to be a full 6 hours. It's okay if you take a few minutes and you get it. It could be the same time. But just, it doesn't have to be the full amount of time. It just has to be the amount of time that you would do Tashbis.
So you could, in theory, hold it and learn it then.
Yes, I think so. Yes. You know, if that's what Tashbis means, according to Rashi.
Yeah, good point.
Yes.
One, I just presented that for the Sabbath, but that is happy things that even Rashi is over there, the shop, not so dire.
Ooh, so yes. Okay, so, did you find anything else about that?
No, so I was thinking, I guess, I was thinking like this, maybe that Rashi and Nathal is bothered, it's very little to what you're saying. He's bothered by how could you be deceived from I say Master's coming or business of Ayra. So you could ask, okay, well, what changes with Maskana? Meaning, if you look at Rashi by Achalak, so it's clear that you don't even really need that. It's clear that Hashbisu brings along with it an Isser Shadir. So there's still a sivoy of Tashbisu during its non-Isser. So how do you ever get out of that problem? So Elamai, that Rashi's okay with. In other words, yeah, the exact what I'm trying to say, that when it comes to Tashbisu alone and the Isser Shia brings along with it, Rashi's fine with saying that if you're Shoel and Asavar, it's okay. What Rashi was barley from the Hamadan al-Aleph was that it can't be at the same time as Valyurah. There's no implication of
Rashi. Oh, the Rashi and Tosafot Shas is talking about.
Now, Arab Pesach. It happens to be you would need what we just said to you also. But I would maybe say it slightly differently, that a Valyurah that was Nisrabe only through Tashbisu can only go as far as Tashbisu goes. And so in other words, on Arab Pesach through Shalom and Asavar, that's fine. Because that's really a Tashbisu dikka Isser. So an Isser comes with Tashbisu, it's Mistaber, that Shalom and Asavar, that's fine. Dalam and Alf actually bothered, how could we, I can't be Shalom and Asavar when it's steered to Bayer Rav.
I hear what you're saying. I hear exactly what you are saying. Give me half a second. Clearly, if you would take the Rashi Daf Samuel Gimel Rome,
yeah,
you'd be exactly home free.
Better, yeah.
But even if you don't, what I just said to your cousin, what I just said to your cousin, that there it's different. I think you're saying, well, I agree with you. Shkaya.
And the other question, why is Bulgur John? Why?
Bulgur is wheat, right? That's just
right. Okay, that, like, okay.
Bulgur is cracked, broken wheat.
Uh-huh.
Bulgur is broken wheat that is partially cooked. So cooked wheat obviously leans towards Mizonos.
Right.
The only tricky part is it really, and our minhag, I think, is very clear that once it's broken, even if it's not made into a mush, it's Mizonos. That is machlokas, that's a clear enough minhag. That once it's broken, it's Mizonos. The only slight thing of the dover is how cooked is it? It's partially cooked. So maybe it's really raw. And then do you cook it at home or not?
Right.
So the mice, and most people cook the bulgur at home.
Yeah.
And the people who don't cook the bulgur at home often buy the very finely ground bulgur that even when it's cooked a little, so very mouthful bit per side. I mean, that's why I said generally. It's not mistaber there people are really going to eat bulgur that's really raw.
Yeah.
Either they'll get a kind that's cooked enough or they'll cook it more themselves, which is the normal thing. So that's why you can assume in any normal case, unless it's a very weird case where someone buys ones that's really less than Maffel Bender slide and doesn't cook it more. But that's a weird case. So that's why, because it's cracked wheat that's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rebbe, one question.
Uh-huh.
On the Lava Nitak Lase, maybe there's another way to look at it.
On the computer? Okay, yes. Shoot.
Yeah, uh-huh. maybe there's another way to look at the Lava Nitak Lase, and that is that the Lava Balye Raya is actually a shear in the Ase. In other words, it's not a separate Lava Nitak Lase, but rather it's only the Ase. So that if you don't go as far as Balye Raya, Balye Matze, you haven't be Mekayim the Ase. You can't say that you're Mekayim one, not the other.
That the Lava is a shear in the Ase.
In the Ase, right. And that's why it's not just a package deal of two separate things. It's one thing. It's only the Ase. And that explains Rashi, perhaps, as well, that we just looked at.
Um, second. Yeah, I just have to figure out what we mean by a shear in the assay. A shear in the assay, meaning that the definition of the assay is to make it lo nimtza v'lo nira.
Exactly. Right. Right.
So it's part of the definition of the assay. Now, it's also a lab. You can't deny that it's also a lab.
Right.
So I think, but maybe you could put that together with the idea that the ikr is the assay. If the ikr is assay, then what is the lab doing there? Besides just being a little extra chumrah, it's defining what the contour is the assay.
It goes beyond that. Right. So you can't separate the two in that sense.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's definitely a possibility.
But Rebbe, I see that there are a lot of discussions of the Tosfos, especially in the Tzalach you gave us and another Tzalach that's nearby. They're all discussing that even, is there even Tashbisu altogether, Erev Yom Tov? And they don't even...
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Of course there's Tashbisu in Erev Yom Tov. By Yom Rishon means you're Dalit.
No, but even even one of the Tzalach says that there is no Tashbisu on Tosfos from the Sheshol Sulamala.
Yeah,
and
I'm not
other
sure.
Tosfos, it's derived.
I'm not sure. I don't have Masechta.
We looked at the Tzalach. We looked at the Tzalach together.
You know, send me a Xerox of that paragraph from the Masechta, and I'll try to figure out what he means. You know, like, take it to me. Okay, I'm going to apologize to Shmuel and Shmuel. They're having a class here now, so I have to clear out.
Where's your Shikoyach? Your Shikoyach.
Okay. Have a great day. If you want to ask me. If you want to ask me questions, you can just call me on my phone. Okay, have a good day.